Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is president of Immigration Works USA. She's the editor of the outstanding book on immigration, Reinventing the Melting Pot. And she is quite often published in a number of publications like that you would see in any given place, different newspapers and magazines on immigration. She is one of the world's experts on what's going on in that part of the world. She's our good friend and has been now for a long time. Tamar Jacoby, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, Tamar, for months now, the White House has been, the Obama administration has been telegraphing that that we could be expecting an executive order, another dread executive order from the president on, and it was going to be a major order on immigration. Sounded like he was going to basically make legal almost 4, 5, 6 million illegal immigrants with one stroke of the pen. And he was going to do that even as we speak, right?
That's right. That's right. He was promising it by the end of the summer.
What was he? How did I do in my little?
You got it exactly. You got it exactly.
How was he going to choose between the 5 million and the 12 million that are here?
No one knows for sure. There was a lot. I'm not sure the White House knew for sure. There were a lot of internal debates, but the thing they were thinking of most, most closely was the most likely was that the parents of people who had a right to be in the country. So if your parents had been part of the previous executive action where the president gave a legal status to children brought here, the young people who'd been brought here illegally as children,
that was the dream act a couple of years ago,
and if you were the parent of a dreamer, you probably would have qualified.
If
you were an even bigger group, if you were the parent of somebody born here who's automatically a citizen, and so altogether that could have added up to as many.
So one degree of separation, we could call it the one degree of separation executive order.
Yeah, that's good. Well, parent, family.
Yeah. So okay, so that's how it came up to around 5 million.
The idea was he was going to use what he thought he was going to use was a legal power. Obviously, generally Congress makes law, and he thought his lawyers had cooked up the argument that the president has the right to implement the laws, and there's some loopholes in the laws. Immigration, because it's meant for people, individuals, it does have loopholes. Every now and again something happens where you have to give somebody a break. And so he was going to take these breaks that were basically intended, for one-on-one, case-by-case basis, and apply them to 4 or 5 million people.
But as it stands right now, he has not done it. It looks like he's not going to do it, and we all know why, don't we?
Well, I think I might disagree slightly. I think he's just delaying it.
I know he's delaying it, but tell us why he's delaying it.
Well, for political reasons.
Bingo.
So, he was going to do it.
Bingo.
He was going to do it. Yeah, he was going to do it for political reasons, right?
As his hand was reaching for the pen. Members of Congress who are trying to get reelected, especially in the Senate, would be diving for him to knock the pen out of his hand in the Rose Garden. I mean, that's...
Well, he was basically, my metaphor was he was taking a pistol and he was shooting these Democratic candidates in moderate states. He was shooting them in the head at close range.
That's exactly right.
He knew he was killing them. And he knew exactly what the consequences would be. The moderate voters in states like Louisiana and Arkansas and North Carolina
are going to
say, we don't we don't want to vote for a Senate candidate that belongs to a party that doesn't believe in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And these already very close races in these states that are moderate, center-right states where they have some Democratic senator, mm-hmm. they're trying to get reelected, he was basically sticking a pistol at close range to those
yep.
people's head and pulling the trigger.
And people don't realize how hard this is for President Obama, because as an ideologue, and folks, I don't say that in a pejorative way, that's what he is. As an ideologue, he is above politics with his ideology. So I'm a little surprised he actually listened to them.
Hold off.
Because
he
usually defaults to ideology, not politics.
Yeah. Well, so the reason he's doing let's just be clear, because that's not an act of policy either.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come back after these messages and get Latawar Jacoby talk about this. But also we're going to talk about connecting foreign policy to immigration. And ISIS, too. Stay with us. 20. Go. It took me
by surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.